Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stone bringing us back. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about I told you so. you know how good it feels to say I told you so? You know how that is, right? Well, I'm feeling like that right now. I'm feeling a little bit of I told you so, and I think you'll appreciate this. But I'm sorry that I'm having to say it. If you remember, many, many times on this show, and I wrote about it in my book, there's a whole chapter in my book, you've heard me call myself the social media heretic, where I'm always ready to stick my finger in the eye of the social media platforms, because I don't trust them. I don't trust them for a minute. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad we can use them. They're handy. I hope you're making money off of them. I hope you're being successful with them, and you can be. But if you remember, my job as the heretic is to remind you that they're not in business for your benefit. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, pick one. They're in business for their own purposes. They're in business to drive earnings so they can drive the share price and the user be damned. Now, you may think I'm not, you may think I'm kidding about that. But I've been warning you about this for 8 years. I've been warning you. I identified myself as a heretic in 2008. And I've been telling you about this ever since. And recently, literally this week, it's come to pass that we know about some prejudice in Facebook. You know, they curate information. They curate what's trending, what's hot, what do people want to be looking for? Because they want you to click on it and see the ads so they can sell the ads. They don't make money when people buy things off the ad. They make money when people click on the ads or even when they just view the ads, whether they click or not. So they have a reason to drive information. Well, guess what? We now know from some rogue curators at Facebook that when conservative topics were trending, they would not get included. They would be left out. But when progressive things were trending, they would make sure that got put into the feed. So there was a bias. There is a bias at Facebook toward progressive things. And now that's no big surprise. I don't care what their ideology is, but if you're gonna say you're gonna do something, do it, even if it's against your bias. You've got an obligation. If you've got a platform like Facebook, you've got an obligation to serve all of your users, all of them, not just the ones that agree with you. But they didn't, and so consequently, now that we know that, remember what I've told you before, you're gonna get customers. The warning that I've had for you is you're going to have customers on one of these platforms, a customer base. You're going to build a Facebook community, let's say, and that's where your customers are hanging out, and that's how you know them. That's how you can communicate with them, right? All these different ways of connecting through Facebook off of this website or that website. And you know, like if you send somebody a jib jab, you can send it to their Facebook page, right? So there's all this connectivity. But what if you have done all this work to build a community on Facebook, and all of a sudden Facebook does something stupid like they just did, like they just announced that they did, discriminating against one group of thinking over another, and that makes your customers mad, and so they just abandon that site, that community, that platform. All the work you did to get them to be in your community, it's all wasted. It's all gone. Unless you've been listening to me, this is the I told you so part, unless you've been listening to me and you believed me when I said, as quickly and as soon as you can, identify other ways of contacting those people and migrate. Remember what I told you? Act like a duck. Migrate those contacts over to another place that you could control, like an email list, like an email like an email newsletter list or something like that. Migrate those over, because when Facebook ticks them off and they go away, now you can stay in touch with them. Never trust the social media platforms, folks. They're not there for you. You cannot trust them. In any given week or month or year, they're going to do something to make your users unhappy. And you know that I was the one who told you first. Think about that. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.